This is Passport to Texas. Before grocery stores, humans acquired their sustenance directly from nature. Hunting was part of that culture.
The other side, which is very ancient, is the gathering side. So I wanted to do something about gathering and just let people know what's out there for the taking.
Diane Cortez calls herself a gatherer.
I started gathering when I was about 19, when I discovered wild Mustang grapes. To me, it's like this stuff is out there, and it's almost an insult to Mother Nature if I don't go make use of it.
She wrote an article for the August-September issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine about gathering and using wild Texas fruit.
Well, the article focuses on persimmons, plums. We also cover prickly pears, agarita berries, and wild grapes, and dewberries, which are the wild blackberries that are found in odd little places. And we talk about where to find them, how to harvest them, the best season to harvest, how to clean and prepare them. And then we're going to have a web extra that has recipes just to kind of get people started.
The do's and don'ts of gathering wild fruit tomorrow. Diane Cortez's article is in the August-September issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.